Let's start strong with those who are in the world of expanding. That's a good thing in these times. A premier Grand Rapids center that's all about applied behavior analysis is opening another clinic. So let's talk to you, Stephanie Sweeby, about your role, assistant clinical director on behalf of Gateway Pediatric Therapy and where you're expanding. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Welcome along. Yeah, a lot of questions to ask. Tell me about Gateway Pediatric Therapy. Start there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Gateway Pediatric Therapy, we are a premier center for applied behavior analysis, and we are located throughout the state of Michigan. We do have 9 clinics in Michigan and 3 clinics outside of Michigan. So we continue to expand to meet the community needs. We are also here in Grand Rapids. We have been open for just a few months now, and we provide applied behavior analysis services to individuals diagnosed with autism spectrum disorders and other related disorders and conditions.
Can you talk to me a little bit more about applied behavior analysis?
Yes. Applied behavior analysis is a science, a way of thinking, and we have a holistic approach to problem solving and skill development. So with applied behavior analysis therapy, we target a variety of skills that are essential to one's development and independence. That can include overcoming challenges of autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities, making way for learning, whether that's communication, social skills, vocational skills, and job readiness skills.
So what does lead Gateway to open its second location, and where are you headed?
Yeah, we are headed to Owosso. This clinic is established to meet the growing need within the community. We do have a partnership with Shiawassee Health and Wellness in Shiawassee County, and our Owosso location will feature 15 private therapy rooms, as well as expanded our in-home services amidst the COVID-19 pandemic.
Wonderful. Will this involve staff from Grand Rapids or staff based out of Owosso, Michigan itself?
Yes, we do have staff based in Owosso, and our staff in Grand Rapids, although myself, I will remain here, but I do provide support to mid-Michigan and the Midwest region. We have one BCBA that has transitioned from our Lansing clinic to the Owosso clinic. She has been there now. And certainly if anyone wants to transfer internally, we do encourage that. But we are hiring to support this growing need in the Owosso area.
Who are you hiring? What kind of specialists?
Yeah. From top to bottom, we are looking for board-certified behavior analysts, board-certified assistant behavior analysts, as well as behavior technicians.
I see that Gateway prides itself on offering the highest quality ABA therapy, which is recognized as a highly effective treatment for children. Can you take me through maybe a treatment with one of your clients? No names needed, but how does it work? Give me a story.
Sure, certainly. And you're right. We do pride ourselves in offering the highest quality ABA therapy, and this includes all the way from our direct implementation with our behavior technicians through a family's entire experience when you call Gateway. We have a wonderful team of over company-wide 800 BCBAs and therapists. The initial assessment will be conducted to identify what the individual client may need in terms of what barriers may be interfering with learning, what goals that individual client and family may have for themselves. For example, we can target leisure skills and social skills. I know that's been impacted significantly by the COVID-19 pandemic, but our team is dynamic and adaptable, and we will start with surveying what that individual's preferences may be. So what are they interested in? What do they have access to? And then from there, we can build up the intervention plan. This may be exposure to a variety of available outdoor activities, to expand winter leisure activities, and then begin with exposure, identify what the skills are that the individual needs to learn, and creating those additional learning opportunities for that person, and working with the families to ensure that they can continue that teaching when our direct therapy it has ended for the day.
And remind me, Stephanie, how have you been able to adapt therapy amid the pandemic?
Yeah, it's, you know, we want to be that consistent support in the client's life and the family's life. Many things have been turned upside down as a result of the pandemic. We have been able to keep our clinics open and continue to offer in-home therapy. Our clinics have worked at a reduced capacity. In doing so, our team has eliminated group therapy sessions. We've introduced telehealth practices as well as continued to follow our safety protocols and guidelines by implementing increased sanitization throughout the clinic. Our staff members are, and all guests to our clinics are required to wear face masks and maintain physical distance between one another and the clients while in our clinics and offices. And we do continue with daily health screenings and temperature checks of both employees and our clients.
Wonderful. If one is interested in obviously receiving treatment here locally and in the Grand Rapids area and or through your new Owosso expansion, how does that happen?
Yeah, you can give our main office a call in Bingham Farms. The number there is 248-221-2975. You can also visit us on our website at gatewaypediatrictherapy.com. There is a contact form on our website that you can fill out. No phone calls needed, but you can leave a message through our contact page, and one of our wonderful members of our intake team will reach back out to you to get started with the answering any questions you may have and scheduling an intake.
Wonderful. Thanks for touching the young through Gateway Pediatric Therapy. You, Stephanie Sweeby, Assistant Clinical Director. Yes, expanding to Owosso with a branch right here in West Michigan. One more time, that website?
Our website is gatewaypediatrictherapy.com.
Great. Thanks for the information, Stephanie.
My pleasure. Have a great day.